Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Kamala Harris has delivered her first pitch for the presidency since Joe Biden has stepped out of the race on Sunday. Speaking to cheering supporters at the Democrats' campaign headquarters in Delaware, she said building up the middle class would be a defining goal of her time in office. Ms. Harris said the party had a lot of hard work to do before November's election.
We believe in our foundational principles. We believe in freedom and opportunity and justice, not for some, but for all. And so we have 106 days until Election Day, and in that time we have some hard work to do.
Joe Biden called into the same event to make his first comments since passing the baton to Ms. Harris on Sunday. The president urged Democrats to embrace Ms. Harris as their candidate for the White House. David Willis reports.
This was the first time we'd heard President Biden speak since he went into isolation last Wednesday after being diagnosed with COVID. His decision to withdraw from the presidential race and endorse Ms. Harris has unleashed a record amount of donations to her campaign. Democrats believe Kamala Harris's candidacy will inject new energy into the presidential race, and such is the momentum surrounding her that campaign officials are increasingly confident that she will have achieve the support of sufficient party delegates to secure her party's nomination within a matter of days.
The Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance has held his first solo campaign rallies in the U.S. states of Ohio and Virginia after being named as a running mate by Donald Trump last week. At both, he attacked the Democratic Party over Joe Biden pulling out from the race and coalescing around Kamala Harris. The Brazilian president, Lula da Silva, has said he's frightened by warnings uttered by his fellow leftist leader, Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro, of a possible post-election bloodbath in Venezuela. Mr. Lula said Mr. Maduro must learn that if you win, you stay in power, but if you lose, you go. Here's Will Grant.
The comments by President Lula indicate a degree of frustration and exasperation with the government in Venezuela he has rarely voiced so publicly before. He was speaking following comments by President Nicolas Maduro, who said that if he loses Sunday's presidential election, there would be, as he put it, a fratricidal civil war produced by the fascists. In response, President Lula said such comments were frightening. However, both the Brazilian president and many voters in Venezuela are acutely aware that the ruling Socialist Party in Venezuela and Mr. Maduro himself may not accept the result of the election quite so easily.
You're listening to the latest world news live from London. Scientists say they've discovered a source of oxygen deep in the Pacific that they never knew existed. About half of the oxygen in the air we breathe comes from oceans, and until now it was thought to be made exclusively by marine plants using sunlight. The US ambassador to the United Nations has announced $60 million of humanitarian aid to Haiti during her visit to the violence-stricken nation. Linda Thomas-Greenfield's visit comes just days after the recently deployed Kenyan police forces began patrolling the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince, which is mostly under the control of armed gangs. Researchers have found that chimpanzees in the wild take it in turns to speak, much in the same way humans do, by analysing thousands of hand gestures made by different groups of chimps in East Africa. The study, led by scientists from the University of St Andrews in Scotland, showed that they had rapid back-and-forth exchanges. Abdul Duke Fakir, the last original member of the Motown group, The Four Tops, has died. He was 88 and had been with the band for 7 decades. The Four Tops were one of Motown's most popular acts in the 1960s. Wendy Urquhart looks back at his life.
Abdul Karim Fakir and Levi Stubbs launched their new band, The Four Aims, in 1953, but changed the name to The Four Tops when they signed with Motown Records to avoid being confused with another popular group. A slew of chart-topping songs followed, including Reach Out, I'll Be There, Baby, I Need Your Loving, and Standing in the Shadows of Love. Abdul Karim Fakir's family said in a statement that he died of heart failure just 2 days after he retired from the band.
Wendy Urquhart, BBC News.